USA Radio News.
Now that the final debate is complete, there will be one last push to grab the undecided voters across America for President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden. During his closing remarks, President Trump had this to say about the direction of the country.
At the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country, Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class, everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Biden pushed clean energy, but almost got personal and said dignity, respect, character, and decency. Said those haven't been things in the White House for the last 4 years. The president has announced a peace deal between Israel and Sudan. The two countries had been at war for decades, and the president believes there will be more peace in the Middle East in the run-up to the election. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Joe Biden hit the campaign trail Friday with a plan to attack the COVID-19 pandemic. He discussed how the president wants to do away with the Affordable Care Act, which would hinder those insured to get a vaccine once they become available.
Under the ACA, insurers are required to cover recommended vaccines for free. So overturning the ACA would mean people have to pay to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's wrong. Very, very wrong.
Scott Peterson, the man convicted of killing his wife Lacey and her unborn child nearly 18 years ago, was back in the courtroom Friday. Prosecutors have decided to try once again for the death penalty against Peterson that had been overturned by the California Supreme Court. Fox News' Laura Engel explains why the case has returned to the courtroom.
Significant errors in jury selection, but upheld the guilty verdict. And then last week also ordered the reexamination of his conviction based on a motion filed by his appellate lawyer citing alleged prejudicial jury misconduct. Now that issue is over a female juror.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spent Friday campaigning in Florida and reminding the audience of his final debate against Democratic candidate Joe Biden and where things are headed if he's not reelected.
I think Joe Biden proved last night that he's not capable of being president of the United States. The country saw firsthand that this election is a choice between a Trump recovery, and I'll call it because that's what's happening. It's a Trump super recovery and a Biden depression.
Small businesses continue to wait for good news regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now, and for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.